Hey, so I don't know what's going on, but I was looking at SoundCloud, and it has my listens up, by a lot, let's say. Like, just five times what it, I don't know, five times, four times what it usually is, three times. And, what's going on? Is it fake? Is it like these weird, you know, there's these weird accounts on SoundCloud that are like, get listens and followers from our account or something. There's just like these weird spam accounts. I don't know if it's a bot. It's saying a lot of listeners in California. So, I don't know, maybe I should move to California if this is real. Also in England. All right, who else is in England besides Rob? Did I pick up UK fans in Scotland? Well, I hope they didn't pick this podcast up. I keep telling people, don't listen to it. I guess I haven't said it on this podcast in a long time. I don't explain what it is anymore either. I haven't done that in a long time. So I don't even, if you just come across this, I don't even know what the fuck you make of it. He just babbles and reads the news for 10 minutes. And he calls that a podcast? Yes, I do. Anything can be a podcast. It's an art form. You can not say anything. And as long as it's got an RSS feed and an MP3 file or an audio file of some sort, I guess video file as well, then guess what? You got yourself a podcast. Jacqueline already up banging on the computer. She types very fast. Okay, let's look at the news. I've been sick, so I didn't do shit last night. And movie pass is all fucked up. I guess I gotta get this A-list, this AMC A-list, which is not, it's not the magic that movie pass was. $10 a movie every day. I mean, $20, three movies a week, including IMAX, isn't a bad deal, but it's not the same thing. All right, well, what's in the news? Florida couple built drive-through window in mobile home to sell drugs, cops. Well, I don't think they would tell the news that. I mean, unless they were trying to drum up business, and their drive-through drug trailer wasn't doing well. But, I mean, this is Florida. Of course it's going to do well. Well, what drugs sell great everywhere? Why am I picking on Florida? Why is that picking on them to say they're cool, they enjoy drugs? Am I saying that drugs are cool for cool people? Of course. And I don't even do them. But I used to. And when I did, I was cooler than I am now. And that's how I know. From experience. Way cooler when I did drugs. You gotta be. Because drug dealers look to see if you're cool. And if you're not, they're like, get out of here. You're making me nervous. So you'd be like, no, man, I'm cool. Try it again. Well, I'm assuming that they no longer have that drive-through now that the cops are telling the news about it. So, sorry that that happened. No. Not reading that. I don't even know why I was going to even try to read it. NBC threatened Roman Farrow if he kept reporting on Harvey Weinstein. The fuck, NBC? Why you gotta keep Harvey Weinstein? You should be like, oh good, let's be rid of this fucking ghoul. This fucking psycho. Report it. Now we don't have to worry about him anymore. Is he making your, Big Bang Theory? That's not on NBC. Is he making, your big television show or whatever? Does anybody even know what a big television show on NBC is? It's like whatever that is. What are they making? CSI? I think that's also CBS. I don't. But because NBC owns is Universal. Aha. That's the problem with these media conglomerates. And Comcast owns that, which really upsets me. The fact that a Philadelphia-based company would own Universal Studios. It's like, it really takes the magic out of Hollywood. All right. Well, fuck them. Oh, that should say Comcast. Let's put that on Comcast, along with shitty customer service and trying to break net neutrality. Comcast covering up for fucking asshole Harvey Weinstein, and we should just say asshole in front of his name every time, which isn't really strong enough a word for a rapist, but it's a start. You could say asshole rapist. That's not bad. Disneyland to serve alcohol to general public for first time. Well, there's a party. Good for them. Open up a bar. Again, I'm not drinking, but I like it when people are loose. I know people like to have alcohol, and I like people to be happy. And it's more fun to hang out with people when they're getting drunk. I mean, not if they're completely shit-faced like I used to get, just blackout drunk, being a fucking ignorant asshole. But most people, it's just like, oh, this is more fun, you. You're telling me secrets now. You're drunk and you want to tell me about the things that the people that you've hurt. You want to unburden your soul. It's great. Judge rules against Alex Jones in InfoWars and Sandy Hook lawsuit. Well, I think I've been pretty vocal about how I feel about Alex Jones. I don't like him. So that's a good judge. I hope he or she, let's just say they, he or she, it's always so like the clunky. There really should just be a singular. I mean, you can use they, but we should. I'm ready for these non-gendered pronouns to just be the standard. Let's roll them out and start in the grammar schools, and then whoever's a child now will just be that. They'll just know it. They won't have to go through any weird switchover period. Ooh, that's a bad one. Arkansas State Senator Jeremy Hutchinson indicted on wire and tax fraud. I'm not sure what wire fraud is, but I guess good. He's indicted, unless he's innocent. I'm not going to read the article. It's Arkansas. Who gives a shit? Judge gives Burlington County pair 24 hours to turn over donations to homeless man. Oh, we talked about that yesterday. Or I talked about it. You didn't. Well, I talked about it yesterday. About this homeless guy. These people raised money for him. And now. But they don't have it. It's like, you have 24 hours. It's so dramatic. You have 24 hours. Like, yeah, but we spent that shit. We had the money. And then we bought a bunch of bullshit. And now, what do we have to go? We got to enter like a contest. And like we have to win a yacht race to get this money that we owe the homeless person. Like a summer movie, like an 80s or 90s summer movie where we have 24 hours to get the money to save the whatever. And there's this contest. Well, I think we're we're good here. I gotta go. I got shit to do. And but I'll see you Monday, right? You all have a good weekend. I don't fucking know. If you're like new listener or something, you can stop listening. This isn't good. But unless you like it, then keep listening. You can make your own decisions. Why am I undercutting myself all the time? See you Monday. We love you.